and on Monday the night. Oh, I will try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid. Oh, up the ladder to the roof where we can see heaven much better. Come up the ladder to the roof where we can.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, my good friend Bob Law. And Bob, the one thing, again, is when I talk with young children and ask them who and what they want to be, and many of them want to be rappers. You know, you listen to, and you wonder, the rappers that they are listening to now. You know, they're not listening to the Heavy D's and the Will Smiths and those types of rappers. They're listening because that stuff is not being played. They're listening to that hardcore stuff. And so you know, earlier you said that we've tried everything, and it seems that the best way to do this is just turn it off.
Right, be part of the campaign, turn off the radio, turn off the music radio. That music radio that is offensive, the people that are playing this music that calls for killing, romanticizes killing, and just parents, adults, need to listen to the songs. And sometimes even when you listen, you can't understand what they're saying. I don't know how it is that young children do understand, but adults. You need to Google lyrics. Ask your young people what songs are they listening to. And then you go get the lyrics. It's easy. You can do it right on your phone. You can do it on your laptop. You Google lyrics. They'll come up and you put in what song you want and they'll show, and the computer will show you the lyrics. You need to do that. And look and see what it is. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm saying to adults, teachers, ministers, Sunday school teachers, public school teachers, adults, grandparents, godparents, check out the lyrics. Look and see what is being said and the ideas that are being programmed into the minds of your young. It is your responsibility to take control of that process and tell you to turn off the radio is an easy thing to do. If you're too lazy to do that, which is the case, when we talk to adults about this music, they say, I don't listen to that. I don't know what it's saying. I don't listen. I can't help you with that. I don't pay no attention to that. I don't know that. They think that's an intelligent thing to say. That they're admitting, I don't have any idea, I don't listen to what my children listen to, I don't know what is being said to my children, and they think that that's acceptable. What kind of parent is that? And so look at the lyrics, see what is being said, and if it is offensive, turn it off. And let that conversation spread all throughout the community. Start talking about it. Start telling people, we're turning off the radio. You know, the National Black Leadership Alliance had produced some buttons, and people were wearing the buttons in a couple of cities saying, turn it off, turn it off. But there's not enough conversation going on so that people who see the buttons know what we're talking about. But you have to start this campaign earnestly. Turn off the radio. And how dare you not know what your children are listening to? What kind of parent are you? And then you can and we've got adults who say, oh, I don't pay attention to the lyrics. I just listen to the beat. And these are grown women who have said, I just listen to the beat. Said, but did you hear what this person is saying about women? And then, oh no, I don't even listen. I just go with the beat. See how that's why people don't respect us. That's part of the reason, one of the reasons why people don't respect us, because of how we tolerate injustice and how we tolerate this assault on our people.
You know, Bob, it almost appears, and certainly it appears as if this can't be defeated, but if you don't address it, it will never be defeated. I mean, it's a big undertaking, but you got to start somewhere. And we, you know, nobody's going to fix this but us, right?
Absolutely. See, in 1955, black people all throughout the South could not vote, could not even in some places own property. And it had been that way for ever since so-called emancipation. And people would say, even then, that that's the way it is, and it's never going to change, and it can't be defeated. And so we have already proven then that all of these things, no matter how entrenched they are against us, can be defeated. We are a people who have defeated everything that is thrown at us. Takes some time, but everything that is thrown at us, white supremacy, still we rise. Racism, discrimination, separate and unequal, still we rise. You know, people in the movement are saying, you know, what Negroes, what do we have to do for you to get up? And we've done it, we've shown you that you can win. We've already shown you that we can overcome obstacles. I mean, what else do we have to do? In 1960, in 1970, in 1984, the idea of a black president was unthinkable. When Jesse ran in 84, the single question that all the media was asking is, what does Jesse want? Because they were saying he knows that he can't possibly be elected president in racist America. In 1984, the idea that somebody would, that a black guy would seriously expect to be elected president was outrageous. And so the press was asking everybody, what does Jesse want? What does Jesse really want? Because we know that white people are too racist to vote for a black guy. Jesse was the best candidate in the race in 1984. He was the absolute best candidate in the race and could not win because white folk couldn't bring themselves to vote based on content of character, platform, any of that. And that was as recent as 1984.
Hey Bob, I wish we had more time, man, but we've come to the end of the show this morning. Man, I want to thank you from the depth of my heart, and as we want to get you on as many times as you will be willing to come on and help educate us in these areas, because, man, Lord knows we need it. Man, thank you very much from the depth of my heart. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. All right, I want to thank everybody who made the show go this morning. What a show. It's been a lot of different people, a lot of different subjects. And I want to thank you, Sam, for navigating it for us. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.